It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple will release its third quarter earnings report today, and as usual, the news will be all about the iPhone, as in just how well it's still selling. Apple's smartphone and its iPad tablet are both in tech years, practically geriatric. When it comes to the bottom line, Apple has traditionally done best when it innovates. So the question is, can the company deliver a new and revolutionary gadget? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Apple is simply announcing how much money it made this quarter. Probably about $34 billion. Not bad. But analysts expect it will be the third consecutive quarter that the company's earnings decline.
What Wall Street wants to see, and I think the tech industry actually wants to see, is that Apple is still a thought leader over the next 6 months to 1 year.
Ameritrade analyst J.J. Kinahan says that Apple's success has been built on its ability to deliver innovative new products. And lately, that hasn't happened.
You know, an iPad to an iPad mini, there really isn't that much excitement about.
Any rumors of new products are so far just that.
Big rumors that seem the most reliable are a larger screen iPad and a cheaper iPhone.
Tech writer Brian S. Hall says that if Apple has created a mind-blowing Dick Tracy watch or some other magical device that could catapult the company's stock price, Apple would likely announce its arrival closer to Christmas. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
Nearly half a billion mobile phone SIM cards might be vulnerable to hacking. The security flaw was revealed by a researcher in Germany. First, a definition from Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. A SIM card is a what again?
A SIM card is a little chip that goes into mobile telephones to kind of represent your account number that allows the phone company to know who to bill telephone calls to, what phone number to display when a call is outgoing, and to identify itself to the network.
A hacker could send a special text message to a phone that's using one of these SIM cards. The phone generates an automated response back to the hacker, and in that response is the user's encrypted account information connected to their credit card.
The problem is it's using a very old encryption algorithm that he's able to break in only a few minutes. And of course, that account number allows you to place telephone calls as the user, receive telephone calls as the user, and potentially if you're on a pay-as-you-go account or something like that, even charge things to your account.
Wisniewski says the vulnerability could have global implications. Think mobile banking in Africa or hackers in Eastern Europe setting up fake charities to which unsuspecting users could send money from their phone. There are lots of possibilities. U.S. carriers like AT&T and T-Mobile use this SIM card technology. Most carriers are using tougher encryption on their SIM cards these days, but many others have yet to be updated. And leave it to the Norwegians to build a giant man-made sun that will give them light during the dark months of winter. The valley town of Rjukan is pretty gloomy from September to March every year, thanks to its latitude and mountain shadows. But engineers are putting the finishing touches on the mirror project. Giant rectangular mirrors have been stuck on a mountainside above the town. They'll be controlled by a central computer, which will reflect 2,000 square feet of sunlight into the town square. It's a great idea. I just hope it has an off switch. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.